time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, country and barbecue with a twist. Wherever you are, all over this great state of Michigan or across the world, because our podcast is catching on and we find out that there's a lot of people everywhere, and we appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, buddy. Struggling. I'm trying to get over a cold.
Let me slide down a little bit the opposite direction. Small studio, big germ fest here.
It knocked me down about a week ago and went away.
Yeah.
Then it came back a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So now I've got the family medical team on it.
Yeah, exactly.
My sister, I
met some of the medical team of yours.
Yeah. My sister-in-law Jenny is good at pharmaceutical cocktails, so she's got me on a regiment that's really taking care of it.
Good, man. That's great. But happy New Year, everybody out there. I think this is the first time you might have been hearing our voices in the year 2023.
Lucky.
I think there's a lot of opportunity, and we're going to have a lot of fun in 2023. And we, like I said, we appreciate you tuning in and joining us for this hour of power where we address what's cooking. So since the last time I talked to you, tried a little ice fishing. We got all that snow. There was like 2 or 3 days of ice, and my buddy Chaz Thompson, the Baritone of beer, but he's also a Michigan ice guy and a USA ice fishing team. So you go to Chaz when you want to go ice fishing.
And walk behind him. If he doesn't go through, you're okay.
Right. Well, and that's what I was going to say is that, you know, we've had all this, well, the snow's gone where we are, and so is the ice. And so it's really not an issue today, but as we get nights in the teens, the lakes will freeze over again. And I wanted to go with, because talking with Chaz, there was 3 things for ice safety that he was talking about, and I just wanted to mention them because I ended up not going because these things failed, okay? And one of them specifically was the first one. And while it is you jest that you follow your buddy out, Chaz is a bigger guy than me, so yeah, you want to be behind him, but then what happens if he goes through? Then you got to help him, right? And that did not happen. I don't want anybody to think it did, but
just go get help.
There's 3 things, and this came from Chaz. It didn't come from me, but I thought it was worth repeating. 3 things you need to bring is a spud, and that is a metal rod with a sharp end on it. Every couple steps, pop it on the ice in front of you, and if it goes through, then you turn around and go back out. Right? It won't put you through generally, but it'll give you an indication of how thick the ice is, because that's a tool that people use to actually cut a hole in the ice. The second is bring a parachute cord or some kind of cord in your pocket about 30 feet long, and have a little metal like carabiner clip on either end. The only reason you need the clip is it puts weight on the end of that rope. So if the person in front of you does fall in and you and your buddy both have one, you throw it across the hole, drag it back, and you can pull them out, and you don't have to get near where they fell through in order to help them out, right? You can back away towards the shore. And both of you carry one, because if it happens to either one of you, then the rope is there. And the third one is then always fish with a buddy. Don't ever go out alone, on early ice especially. I mean, sometimes you can't have a buddy, but if you do those 3 things, you got a better chance that if you did fall through that you'll have a positive outcome. Literally and figuratively, and get back to safety.
That's a good idea.
No fish worth swimming for. Not a one.
So, speaking of Chaz, he used to brew beer for Schmoes.
Right.
And we had Jim, the founder, on last weekend.
Right.
So, New Year's Eve at, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock, I went down to Schmoes because I could not stand the thought of that Russian stout not having tasted it. So I went and had a glass,
okay,
and brought a growler home. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, but I'm pretty sure it's the best stout I've ever had.
Is there a flavor profile to it?
I would call it mild. To me, it wasn't Russian stout, but it's called a Russian Imperial Stout, but they call it Anastasia, and it was so smooth and so tasty. I dare you to have one glass.
Yeah?
I dare you.
And that's at Schmo's there on 28th Street north of Patterson in Grand Rapids.
Our sponsor, full disclosure, which just gives us more reason to go there because, you know, you want to support those who support you.
Right.
But I'm telling you, dude, Jim and Lori were both there. I actually had to do a U-turn to go back there because I thought I didn't see their cars, and I thought, I'll keep going by. So I got to Burton, and I turned around right in front of everybody. I cut across traffic, and I said, I have to try this. And, if you like stouts, I'm telling you, go in there, go to Schmo's, and try their new, I think it's called Anastasia. But anyway, we have a quiet house again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, is that a blessing or not?
A
little bit of both.
It's just the way it is.
Right.
Just the way it is.
So it's fun to have the kids home.
Oh, yeah.
We had a, you know, many of you that are listening probably had issues with getting to places where, if you were in West Michigan anyway, we had a blizzard over the holiday, and you didn't get where you needed to go on the day you needed to go. And mine was, I usually blessed with spending Christmas Eve with Bob and his family. And it's just a riot and a joy, and we pushed that off to between Christmas and New Year's because of the weather. Uh-huh. But I was so glad that we were able to do it. And later in the show, we'll talk a little bit about the menu that Bob put together, and it was funny. I got a little anecdotal story about it, but it's cool.
Oh, don't think I put the menu together.
Anyway, it was the menu we had, but it was kind of cool. So because we did a best of around the Christmas time, and then we were here last week. But what did you do? Any holiday food? Did you do any holiday food over the last couple weeks that are worth talking about?
Well,
we're not going to talk about later in the show.
We can later. But I wanted to tell a little story about my son-in-law Matt. They live in Knoxville. They have the twins. He turned 40.
Right.
So his brother-in-law, who we know very well, threw him a surprise birthday party. And, of course, 60, 70 of us showed up there.
It wasn't one of your kids?
And it really surprised him.
Oh.
Emily and him pulled it off perfectly, so Matt never had a clue. A lot of people were involved, and it didn't leak out. So my niece and nephew, niece and her husband, came up from Cincinnati because they hang out with Emily and Matt all the time. And so we used Drew as a decoy to get Matt out of the house so we could get everything ready to take over to the party spot, which is on Murray Lake. Big, beautiful house, big garage. It was very cool. So by the time Drew got Matt there, they had made several stops.
Right.
So they were feeling very, very good. And Drew in particular felt better than maybe anybody.
Oh.
So I sort of broke the ice. Speaking of breaking the ice, a bunch of us are standing outside because it was a nice night, and we had a fire. He had one of those solo stoves out there, and we were just having a great fire, and it was all guys. And I said, I think we're going to call that the bathroom because it was dark out, you know. And I went around the side of the garage and did that routine. Well, that started a little bit of a trend, and apparently Drew decided to do it right after we left. Drew decided to do it, and when he went back there, he tripped on something, and he fell and hit his eye on a rock. He fell hard.
Oh.
He must have been walking too fast, but he's just the sweetest guy you'd ever want to meet. He works for he takes care of special needs kids, and he's one of those just giving people. And he went down. He dislocated his shoulder. He got a huge gash on his eye that he had to get stitched up. And then he's got like this infection now in his eye because the local hospital in Grand Rapids just couldn't seem to deal with it fast enough. They didn't do the right thing. So he went down to Cincinnati and got treated. But, talk about a mess. This guy's a mess.
Well, you got to be careful.
Wow. Yeah.
When you imbibe and you, are partying, that's one of those things.
That sounds like a deer camp story.
Well, it kind of does, but it's too bad that it happened. But anyway, hopefully nobody in your world out there had a similar consequence, because that's no good. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the food we had over the holidays that you might want to try to recreate. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.